It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women ignite their inner desires to powerfully step out of the closet and into the light of living authentically as gays and lesbians. Freeing you from the feelings of guilt or shame, Rick offers take action tips for basking in the glow of self-love, easy to implement tools for wrapping yourself up in the warm embrace of self-acceptance, and take it to the bank advice on how to step courageously into a powerful, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, insights for living authentically as a gay or lesbian, and challenges you to step out of the ordinary and into your extraordinary life. Pull up a chair, cuddle up with the truth of who you've always been, and let's spend an hour in the Coming Out Lounge discovering how to energetically step out, step up, and step into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hello, Closet Busters. It is time once again to stop that closet rolling and to step out, step up, and step into living your powerful truth. And today we're going to live that powerful truth in front of the camera, so to speak. Because what I know for sure is when we step onto that stage of life, to go tell someone our truth, no matter what that truth may be, we are in performance mode. So I got a question for you. Are you ready for your close-up? That defining performance of a lifetime. Even if you've taken the time and you've scripted out everything you're going to say about coming out, nothing quite prepares you for those moments when you finally say, I'm gay. But that's up until now, because now on today's show, on the Coming Out Lounge, I'm going to take you into the studio, into the Coming Out Lounge studio of performance. I'm going to share with you my friend Dan Cordell, who's a live performance and on-camera instructor. He's a really cool guy, and I think he's really kick-ass for this one reason, because he's going to help you shine like a star on the other side of that closet door in your own beautiful way. Now, you may be kind of scratching your head thinking, okay, why am I bringing a guy with a bachelor's in fine arts, a master's in fine arts from New York's Tisch School of Arts onto the show? Well, it's because this guy has been a professional actor in the New York City regional theater area in New York City, done some television and film productions. He's done some really powerful work as a photographer. He's been featured in the New York Times, in Theater Magazine, and the New York Post. But more importantly, he spent 9 years helping people step into improvisation and theater work, and he worked at New York's graduate acting program. So why is all this important? Because what I learned from him not too long ago was 9 powerful tips for really stepping into your powerful truth in front of the camera and otherwise. And as I sat there watching him on stage share this with 300 of us who were there to learn from one of the masters, I had this idea of, wow, what he's sharing with us is actually something I could take to my listeners on the Coming Out Lounge, because these are the things that can truly help us step in front of our camera into one of the biggest performances of our lives as we share our truth with our friends, our family, and our acquaintances. So I want to bring you my friend, Dan Cordell. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Thank you very much. What a great introduction.
Well, you're a pretty great guy. And I was blown away when we first met and you were on that stage sharing with all of us how to do this on-camera work. I knew there was something I really, really wanted to do with you. And I didn't know what until I was sitting there towards the end of your presentation. I'm like, that's it. I want to bring him on the podcast to talk through these 9 steps. But you know what? Before we do that, I want to say something about miracles. And this has been a really miraculous week, I know, for both Dan and I. And I say miracles because we're both coming out of some stuff this week. My dad had a stroke not too long ago, actually 5 days ago to be exact. And it really enabled me to step into some powerful places this week with him and to come out of some of my own bullshit around my relationship with my dad. And I think it's really important to realize that no matter where we are and what we're doing, we're always coming out, whether you're coming out sexually or you're coming out of a challenge or a trial. And I know for Dan just shared with me before we started recording this, that he's had some of his own challenges, and God bless his wife who's recuperating right now in a hospital. But I think for both of us, Dan, this has been a pretty powerful week of stepping into ourselves, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, it's certainly, you know, moments of crisis have a way of bringing you into the present, mm-hmm. You know, if you're not in the present.
Right.
And connecting you in a very immediate way with your needs. That's certainly true.
Yeah. And I think this crisis that, you know, a lot of my listeners and clients that go through the closet door, the crisis of coming through that closet door really sets you up for being in that moment and becoming very present with yourself and very present with those around you as you share this truth. And I can't think of a better way than to start this conversation today with both of us having shared what's kind of going on with us, because we are in somewhat crisis and crisis recovery mode. And when we're in those modes, we are truly queued up to come out and be better people on the other side of those closet doors. So let's kind of start talking about why I brought you here. So Dan has these 9 beautiful tips that he uses when he's working with people on on-camera stuff. And so how long have you been doing this on-camera work, Dan? Let's start with that.
Well, I started at the graduate acting program at NYU when I became the theater games and improvisation teacher.
Right.
They very quickly wanted me to do some more teaching and asked me if I would teach a refresher course to students that were about to graduate. And after doing that briefly, I realized that what we were doing was really kind of nostalgic, and that there might be new things we could do that would be a greater advantage. And at the time, I was working in video and as a photographer, and I thought, well, why don't we do improvisation for the camera? Mm-hmm. And so I began that class at NYU, and it developed from there, you know, to teaching not just improvisation on camera, but acting on camera, and, you know, recently to helping people who present on camera to present.
Awesome. So I love that that's where we're launching, because presenting yourself to those around you, that right. you're slightly different than what they may have thought, or maybe they've kind of sensed it a lot of times. Everybody else senses that, oh yeah, you're gay or you're lesbian or you're transgender or whatever. And then suddenly you say the words and they're like, oh yeah, we already knew that. But it's still a presentation. It's a, okay, here we go. It becomes, as I like to say, it becomes one of the performances of our lifetime, which we have many of those, but this is kind of a biggie. So one of the first things that Dan brought up when he was walking us through, and we are going to go through all 9 tips because I think it's really interesting how we put these together to really help you in your journey coming out of the closet. The first step is really focusing on the objective. So if you were focusing with someone working in front of the camera, Dan, talk a little bit about the objective piece of this.
Okay. So it's good to know what your objectives mm-hmm. are. And to know what your objectives are, you have to, I think, begin by reflecting on who you are and what you want as a person and what you're currently feeling. So, and I think that's a good practice to get into on a moment-to-moment, daily basis, to check in with yourself and say, okay, you know, this is what I'm feeling, and physically and mentally and spiritually. This is where I am. Mm-hmm. Once you're able to do that, and to bring yourself into the present of what you're feeling, you can more clearly examine what it is you want and what your wants and needs are related to. So doing that makes room for your objectives. Mm-hmm. And it also brings you into touch with yourself in a way that clarifies you for yourself and enables you to be clearer with other people, basically.
Right. Right.
That doesn't mean that you're not going to be at moments afraid or happy or sad.
Right.
It's really more about acknowledging where you are and reflecting on what you want.
Right.
And then once you have that under control, kind of honing in on you know what your major objective is so that you can go after it.
I think that's one of the most important pieces of this whole coming out conversation is, what is the real objective for you coming out? what is that piece that's going to happen for you once you've said those words? And knowing what is going to happen potentially for others. You know, it's the objective of why is this important for you now in this space, in this time in your life to really walk through that closet door. And that was actually the first thing I noticed when Dan started talking. I'm like, huh, this is kind of interesting. And then as I started listening to the rest of the stuff that started to show up with, you know, two through, you know, the rest of the nine, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so in alignment. But having that objective clearly in place, and it may mean you have the objective of, I just want to be honest. It may be the objective, right. I just want to be in integrity. It could be, I don't want to hide something any longer. I want to people to see this real, the real me, the true me. Mm-hmm. And I think this reflecting and really getting into who you are and bringing it to the present is a very powerful way to step into the coming out conversation. So let's move on to objective number two, which is passion.
Right.
That's a pretty powerful piece. They kind of go hand in hand. I love how you put all this together because each one kind of builds upon the next. But so we go from objective to passion. So let's talk a little bit about passion when you're doing this work, Dan.
Well, passion is, it's such an important part of life. I mean, you want to be passionate about things. And if you know what you want, it makes room for your passion. And your passion really enables your heart, like to give expression. Mm-hmm. So once you know what you want to allow yourself to be passionate about what you want. And once you're passionate about what you want, things start happening, even in the moment. Regardless of how your passion expresses itself, mm-hmm. you'll begin to connect with people because people will begin to see who you are and what you want. And there'll be a certain number of those people that want to walk away from who you are and what you want. And there'll be a whole other group of people that will be drawn to who you are and what you want. Mm-hmm. And so being passionate about what you want is a way of, in a sense, it's a way of creating community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the passion piece is about that deeper connection. And there was a tweetable moment right there when you were talking where you said passion enables your heart to give expression. And I thought, okay, there's a tweet right there. Because it is true. When you are passionate about anything, and especially passionate about this is me, this is my truth, this is who I am, when you can step powerfully into that passionate space, you suddenly open up the floodgates, you open up the jail cell, you open up the closet door to being able to fully express yourself and really be in who you are. And as you said, yeah. Dan, there are going to be people who are, you know, trust me, I know this, who are going to walk away from you. And then there's going to be right. others that you least expect that are going to walk in and fully embrace you. And
yes, yes.
I think it's so interesting because you come from the theater world and the, you know, the film and TV world, especially in live theater. I can see this happen, that there are certain characters on stage that when they walk onto the stage, I suddenly am embraced by them just because how passionately that actor plays that character.
Right. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to.
Now, sometimes when you say, you know, release your passion to people, the image that might come to mind for some of them, and this is true of actors as much as anybody else, is the image of a dam breaking. Mm. And oftentimes this is what people fear, is that if they release their passion, there will be an explosion, an uncontrollable release, which will have unexpected and dire consequences. And while it's true that that kind of that can happen, mm-hmm. You know, a breaking dam, let's say that's a passionate event, but it's no more passionate than a flowing stream, right? So
right.
you can sit by a stream and you can feel the beauty of that stream.
Absolutely.
As in this, to the same degree that you can appreciate the beauty or the violence of a breaking dam. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes I think what you were saying about actors, when they're stepping on stage, you feel this kind of presence. I think what's happening there is they're living in a passionate place.
Mm-hmm.
there's the dam has the dam broke a while ago. Mm-hmm. Now there's the stream, and it's coming. It's doing its thing in real time. A change is happening over time, and it's a natural, passionate state. And I think that's lovely.
I agree. And I love this metaphorical of the dam breaking and then there's this stream, because it's similar to the closet door opening and then you walk through. As soon as the dam breaks, the real you begins to become the stream, just the stream floating along. And it's hard to see that when you're in the chaos of who you are internally and trying to wrap your head around, okay, I'm going to make this announcement and I'm going to say I'm gay or bisexual or lesbian, transgender, whatever it is for you. On the other side of that is the quietly, smoothly flowing stream. Yes, there'll be some chaos, but for the most of it, you suddenly release yourself into this very, very beautiful place. So this is really powerful stuff, and I love the metaphors we're starting to pull forward. So let's talk about eyes, because looking in the eyes and all that sort of stuff is about really... It's really about exposing yourself and letting others expose themselves to you. But you've got some beautiful stuff around that. So take it away with how the eyes play into this metaphorical camera that we're looking into as we come out of the closet.
Okay. All right. So as you said, you know, when you look at someone in the eyes, or when you look at the camera in the eyes, right, it's being viewed by someone else. And there's a chance that they'll get to know who you are, or that they'll get an impression of who you are.
Right.
And really that's what you want. Yeah. You know, you want people to get an impression of who you are, because that's how you find out who your people are, who your friends are, who loves you or who could love you. And that's not a fixed thing. Like, who loves you? There are some people that will always love you. And there's some people that will never be drawn to you. Mm-hmm. And over the span of your life, there will be new kinds of people that love you. And some of the people who loved you will no longer love you. This changes over time because we are in a constant state of change. And so if we try to withhold ourselves from other people, or if we protect ourselves by not sharing who we are, we're really not changing the equation at all.
No.
All we're doing is hiding ourselves away. That's all we're doing.
Well, and this interesting piece about hiding ourselves away, it can be very subtle, and I know we're going to get into nuances next, but the eyes kind of lead us into this. If you are standing, sitting, whatever it is that you're doing when you come out to someone, body language is huge. And the way you look at someone as you deliver those words becomes very powerful. If you are looking at them with your eyes somewhat downcast, or you're not really looking at them when you say it, you're communicating very clearly, I'm still not comfortable in who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and we both know, because we've both done this work, I did theater years and years ago, but when you look someone in the eyes, it can either be the most comfortable thing or it can be the most uncomfortable thing for both of you.
Right. Yeah, it can be.
But when you can do it and you, and I remember, it's kind of weird, I just had this flashback. I was in the Apple store probably about a year ago, and I was waiting to have my computer looked at. And one of the Apple employees started talking to me, and suddenly I found out that he was interested in the work that I was doing as a coach. And then we started having deeper conversations about how Apple uses internal coaches. And before I knew it, we were both just looking each other directly in the eyes, having this conversation. And I stopped and I said, you know, this is going to sound kind of strange maybe, but I'm really enjoying having this really deep connection with you because you're able to hold my gaze and look me in the eyes. And he said, that's how I know I'm really connecting to someone, is when I can have somebody else look me in the eyes, I know we have a connection.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same principle you're calling forth when you talk about looking at the camera, looking into the eyes of the camera, because you're looking into that person. And actually, Dan and I are actually looking at each other right now via video on Skype. So we're actually kind of doing some of this right now because we know we're connecting in this way. So,
yes.
And in the power of the eyes, go ahead, Dan. I know you have something you want to add there.
Well, just that there's something that's innately human, I think, you know, perhaps it's an evolutionary trait that has made us so successful, and that's our curiosity. So, you know, if you're afraid, right?
Right.
Terribly afraid, it has a way of inhibiting your curiosity.
Yeah.
Your curiosity might be, you know, who are you? You know, I want to know who you are. And if I want to know who you are, I'll look at you in the eyes.
Right.
Exactly. If I'm afraid, right, of sharing who I am, then I'll inhibit my curiosity.
Yeah.
And I won't look at you in the eyes.
Yeah.
I'll hide away.
Right.
Now, I've never had to come out. And I love that you describe it as a celebration, because I think that's the greatest way to think of it. It is a celebration. Life itself is a celebration, in some sense, of our curiosity.
Right.
We go seeking, and we shouldn't be afraid to seek. I think our fear, which will always be there, is there really to help us, not to hinder us. Our fear is our ally. If it keeps us from getting chewed on by, you know, by a tiger.
Absolutely.
Or swallowed by a shark.
Absolutely.
It's our ally. But we have to not let our fear inhibit us, our desires and our curiosity, because if it does, we simply will not have the same experience in our lifetime that we would have had if we had been more open with who we are and what we want.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm gonna tell a little tale on Dan, because I know that he has come out, because he shared with us all at the event we were at that he actually had to come out on stage once completely naked. So you've come out. You have literally come out in your own ways to do this. And I think that's the beauty of when we start to realize every one of us in our human existence is coming out of something. I mean, we kind of started with that this week. So let's kind of move on to the nuance piece. You know, you look people in the eye, but there's these little nuances that can make all the difference in the world. So let's talk about it from the on-camera perspective, and then I'll bring in the coming out perspective. So talk a little bit about those nuances, Dan.
Okay. So, nuance is a way of talking about two things. It's a way of talking about technically things that you can do when you're communicating, the way you say things, and being aware of the words in your phrases that have impact, operative words.
Right.
What you're trying to accomplish, right?
Yep.
Is affected by the way you approach it, by the way you, for instance, say things.
Yep.
So that's on one side, and let's say that's the technical side of nuance. Then you also have to understand that you already are incredibly nuanced. There's no one like you. And regardless of how it comes out, it's going to be specific to who you are. Now, let's assume, right, that our power is in our individuality, in our individual perspectives, and that our particular nuances are part of who we are as people. And they will be there. The nuance will be there. And you honor yourself by letting yourself be who you are. So accept that you will be extraordinarily nuanced.
You will.
That you already are.
You already are. So this is so true. And this is the beautiful piece of coming out, is you are now expressing your nuance. It is a nuance. Mm-hmm. And even in your own being gay or being lesbian or being bisexual or transgender, there's nuances within that. Each of these pieces are the pieces that really make us our own unique, beautiful person. And to be able to express who you are is really just one nuance. Your sexuality is just a nuance of who you are. It's not the whole package. And when I work with people that are first coming through the closet doors, this is such a big thing for them, as it should be, because it is a piece of their life that hasn't been able to be fully self-expressed yet.
Right.
But when I see them begin to become obsessed by it, I ask them to slow down and think about, you know, if I were to say, Dan, who are you? There would be a whole lot of stuff you would start to say.
Right. Right? Yeah.
But the first thing that probably wouldn't show up in your list wouldn't be, I'm a heterosexual.
Well, you're right.
Right? But you're for right. those of us who are going through this journey, that tends to be the first, oh, well, I'm gay. But yet that's just one little piece of who I am. It's mm-hmm. just one little aspect of who I am. I'm a dad, as you are. I've got kids. I'm a husband. I'm an actor. I'm a podcaster. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker. There's so many different things that we are. And it's interesting how this little nuance of, oh, and my sexuality is this, is actually, that's all it is a nuance. It's a nuance of who yeah. we are. And it's a really beautiful
yeah,
piece.
I think you're right. I mean, I think one of the things that I try to help actors with, and this is something I find myself saying all the time, is it's a good thing to increase your definition of who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
To now, as a tactic, let's say as a tactic for acting, mm-hmm. and then let's see if we can apply it to living.
Yep.
Let's say that you're an actor and you want to be able to play as many characters as possible.
Right.
A tactic would be to enlarge your definition of who you are as a person to include all the potential characters and personalities. If you were able to do that and be fluid with it, then you could play anything, anyone, at any time. Now, with living, I would argue that you have the same advantage. If you are able to enlarge your definition to include all things and all people, all kinds of people, then you should be able to connect with everyone, at least a lot of the time.
Right. Well, and that's where I think what you're speaking to, Dan, is this bigger piece of we are so much more than what we think we are. And we can be so much more accepting. We can be so much more understanding. We can be so much more inclusive in so many things if we open ourselves up to being that, which actually
I think so.
Is part of the steps that we were going to talk about, because there's a piece where we talk about being open and being available. And I actually took the next three and kind of put them all together, because there's the piece of being upright and forthright, which then mm-hmm. also includes being open and available, and then yeah. bringing in our beautiful smiles. You know, these are kind of all start to be the body posture sort of thing that we could go. We could go down that route with mm-hmm. this stuff, but we could also think about, okay, I'm going to be really forthright about who I am. I'm going to be upfront, upright about it. But at the same time, I'm going to allow myself, as I tell someone I'm gay, that I'm going to be very open and available mm-hmm. to being in mm-hmm. this experience with them, because this is new information for them. This is new yeah. ways of being. It's the same thing when you're in front of the camera. If you don't feel and project that you're open, it's going to come across on the camera. If you're hunched over and you're not upright and you're not fully in the experience, it's going to project that onto the camera. And of course, if all that's happening and you're hunched over, you're not open and available, your smiles, your genuineness are not going to be real. It's all going to be hindering. So I know I just lumped all three of those yeah. together, but I know you probably
That's
have
okay.
some stuff to kind of add to what I just said.
Yeah. Well, let me, what I'd like to do is give some encouragement to people. Like being upright, mm-hmm. all right, being forthright and smiling, let's say. Yeah. You know, once the act of doing those things, like mm-hmm. for instance, if I open myself, if I open myself to you, Rick,
yeah.
By softening my chest and letting my shoulders fall back and opening my arms,
mm-hmm.
just the act of doing that will have an impact on you.
Yeah.
Because you'll be, like, if you're looking at me, and you are,
yeah.
There is a physical openness. Now, it's not only having an impact on you, it's also having an impact on me, because I've assumed a more open position. It's... you know, it has the same impact as if I were to drink, you know, three shots of whiskey. I mean, it's going
right.
to affect, right?
Yep.
It's going to affect me at least a little bit.
A little bit.
It may
exactly.
make, it may make me nervous. It may make me feel more open. Who knows? But something is going to happen. Now, I want to give encouragement to the people who try to do it and feel like they can't do it in a genuine way.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel like I'm trying to stand up straight, or, you know, that awful term. I'm trying
right.
to open up. I'm trying to be more available. I'm trying to smile, but it all feels phony to me. Well, those people should feel encouraged, mm-hmm. because all you have to do in that circumstance is acknowledge how you feel And it even helps if you tell the person who you're in front of how you feel. Mm-hmm. You can say, I want to be open with you. I want to be happy with you.
Yep.
I want to share my smile mm-hmm. and who I am with you.
Yep.
But it's hard for me because I'm afraid. But I'm going to try. Now, as soon as you do that, okay, inevitably, it has an impact on people. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the time, those people suddenly become your allies because you've shared with them your fears, fears that they also have or have had in the past.
Well, and you set the stage. You set the stage for I'm being vulnerable, and what I'm about to share with you is me being wide open. You know,
yes.
And you have to be pretty, and I'm pulling out a big judgment here, but you have to be pretty inhuman not to get it when somebody's being really open and vulnerable. You just, you kind of have to turn off all humanity, so to speak, if you can't see it. And as you were speaking, I actually had a vision of someone standing in front of, you know, somebody they care about and saying, this is really hard for me. And this isn't something I know really how to do. And I really want to be able to do this with you, to be here with you and to have this experience of what I'm getting ready to share with you, but I'm really scared and I need you to know that. And if you can set it from that tone, and I'm not saying go home and practice this because we're going to talk about scripting and knowing what you're going to say and stuff a little bit, but it's about coming really comfortable. In fact, one of the things I do with a lot of clients is tell me what you'd say. Just right now on the phone, tell me what you'd say to somebody. And I usually pull this out, that rabbit out of the hat when they're least expecting it. So let's just pretend that, you know, 2 minutes from now, you're going to tell your parents. Just say what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I inevitably get, you know, the silence and the crickets on the phone.
Sure.
And then I say, so let me reset that up for you. Let me just say this. I want you to just tell your parents what you're feeling right now. What are you feeling right now? Tell them how you're feeling. And then tell them what you really want to tell them.
Yeah.
And suddenly they go. Because what I just did is I got them to feel and share what they're feeling. And 9 times out of 10 is I'm really scared. I have something that, you know, I really wanted to share with you, but I didn't know how. And it starts to just unroll. And I guess that kind of segues really nicely into knowing what you're going to say, scripting it, and being ready to practice it. And you brought this forward when you were on stage about, you know, you do kind of have to practice this stuff in front of the camera. You got to get really good at knowing what you're going to say. So let's talk a little bit about that scripting and practicing piece.
Okay.
Go ahead and just share your perspective from in front of the camera, what it means to be the scripting and the practicing side of this entire experience. What should somebody really look to do?
Okay. Well, included in that is something I wanted to say about what we just talked about, which
go for it.
Which was okay. So, acknowledging how you're feeling, and what you do is you ask people to say, "What would you say right now if you were in those circumstances?" In a sense, that's rehearsing for the event, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you're asking people to imagine themselves in the situation. And to practice saying it to you.
Right.
And in the process of practicing to say it to you, to gain a greater understanding of what it is they're trying to do and what they want. Now, if you think about rehearsal in that way, instead of the way of getting it right, then suddenly we'll call it your coming out.
Yeah.
Is not a time when you're going to get it right. It is a time when you're going to grow as a person.
Right.
I know this is true of rehearsal for performance.
Yeah.
That it is part of the process, as is the performance.
Yeah.
It doesn't end until we lose our lives.
Right.
It goes on. And rehearsal, really the value of it, as far as I'm concerned, is in deepening our understanding of what we want and our effectiveness at getting what we want. Mm-hmm. So, and this thing that I wanted to relate that we had been talking about before was that what we were really talking about is very related to the first point, which is acknowledging where you are. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in the practice of acknowledging who you are as a person and what you want, what you're afraid of, and bringing yourself into the present, it becomes much easier to do that with other people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if I'm in the practice of thinking, for instance, let's say a particular time of the day, I'm feeling a little something and I reflect on it and I think I'm kind of sad. Right. You know, I don't know why, but I'm sad. And if I'm okay with checking with myself and if I'm okay with accepting parts of myself, even parts of myself, mm-hmm. that I might not immediately want to accept.
Right.
For instance, I'm angry or I'm jealous or, you know, whatever. Those parts that we don't even want to share with ourselves.
Sure.
If we become comfortable with sharing them with ourselves, then it becomes possible to share them with other people. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like you and I have a good connection. And I feel like I'm getting to know you well enough to tell you, you know, how I'm feeling. Yep. And it would be okay. Yep. Right. Now that's partly because of who you are as a person, and it's partly because of who I am as a person and the number of things that we've done to bring us to this point.
Right.
So to get it back to rehearsal, what I would say is yes, like think about what you're going to say. Say it out loud. Say it to your friends. Take it to your heart. New things will happen.
Absolutely.
It's part of becoming who you are in the moment. And it's only who you are in the moment, years to come. You know, when you're an old person, you'll be in a different place.
Right. Well, you know, and each time you come out to different people, you will be in a different place. Not just physically, but you will be in it mentally. You know, you will, it's like each time that actor walks out on stage, as much as he knows his lines and he knows what the, you know, where he's supposed to be and where it's been blocked and where he's supposed to stand, as much as he or she is doing that, there is a in the moment because the theater crowd is different. The reactions are different. The temperatures are different. The time of year is different. It's every moment is brand new. And in mm-hmm. order to do this, and I know this from having watched hundreds of thousands of actors on stage and been behind the scenes and been on the stage and all that, you dive into the moment and you just are there.
Yeah.
You're just there.
Yeah.
And it's the same
That's
thing.
That's the joy.
It is the joy. It's truly the joy. And it's one of the biggest gifts we've been given as human beings is this gift to just be in the present moment. So the final piece kind of ties to that of the last thing you talked about is realizing you're really on camera. You are on stage. You are just, this is just where you're at. And I think that's part of it is just knowing this is where you're at. You're in this physical medium of being on camera or on stage. Similarly, you're in this coming out journey. You're in it.
Yes.
It's really kind of the piece of just realizing this is where you are.
Yeah. And this, you know, Rick, this really brings me to your point, which is that it's a celebration. Mm-hmm. You know, you have arrived.
Right.
And, you know, it's okay. So you've arrived at the moment when you're going to come out. You've arrived at the moment when you're stepping into the roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. Or jumping off the high dive,
yeah.
Or you know, getting a deep tissue massage. You've arrived.
Yeah, you have arrived,
and it's a celebration.
It is a celebration. And I love that because that's something that I think so many people don't see until after the fact. Some years later, they don't realize this is celebrating you. This is truly celebrating you, and teaching you to celebrate you in many, many different places in life. Starting at that moment.
Yeah.
Starting at that moment. So Dan, as we get ready to wrap up here, you know, this is the Coming Out Lounge. And whether it's somebody who's gay or lesbian or someone who's heterosexual or an entrepreneur or an actor or whoever it is, the question I always ask as we wrap up the segment is, if you could give someone any advice, and in this case, I'm going to say, any advice in coming out to be themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot of work with a lot of actors, helping them become that character, all that stuff. But given your own experience and the work you've done and things you're doing right now, what would be one piece of advice you would give someone to just inspire them to just really come out and be who they are?
Well, I have to answer that with a caveat that my answer might be different tomorrow.
Agreed.
I would say be content. Be as content to embrace your sorrow as you are to embrace your happiness. That both are part of who you are as a person and part of your life's journey. Now, that may seem bleak, right? But it's not really.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Because, you know, as you said that, Dan, it hit me really hard because there's a piece of us as we come through the closet door that there's a piece of us we leave behind.
Sure.
But then there's a joy of us we step into. And
yes.
I think that's kind of the sum of what you said, this being content to embrace your sorrow and then to embrace your happiness. That's what this is all about. The sorrow of what
that's
you
right.
thought you were gets left behind to some degree. To
step
yes. into this beautiful happiness and joy and goodness to be who you truly are.
Yes.
Makes sense? So.
Yeah, it does.
So with that, I want to just, tell you that this has been a really special interview for me on so many levels.
Well, thank you. For me too. And I hope, I would love to continue the conversation with you.
Absolutely.
Another time.
We will. We will. Definitely. With the new podcast that I have coming up and stuff, we're going to definitely continue it. So if you've been struck by the conversation that Dan and I have had today and you've really enjoyed what you've heard and you've learned something from the theater side of life to the real theater of your own life, and you would love to hear more, jump on over to iTunes, give us some love and some nice ratings and reviews over at iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud. We're all over there. And also, while you're at it, hop into Facebook, catch up with me at The Coming Out Coach, become a part of the family. And if you're one of those tweet people who loves to tweet about stuff, the handle for the show is @RickClemens, and the hashtag is The Coming Out Lounge. And before I let Dan go, what is some of the best ways for people to get in touch with you, Dan? What's your website that somebody could get in touch with you?
Well,
and I know you got
I'm
some
in
under the works, so, you know,
got some under the works, at the moment. There's a website that I run called thefilmpractice.com.
Yeah.
I have my photos at dancordlephotography.com.
Excellent.
And I'm going to be launching dancordle.com at
Excellent.
Some point.
That's so cool.
I'm, you know, kind of technologically backward, but I'm
that's
little
okay.
by little bringing myself to it.
That's okay. You're a creative guy and you're a powerhouse. I know that's all going to come together. And for those of you listening, all of Dan's contact information will be on the show page as well. So, bless you, Dan. Thank you for sharing yourself with us today and being
you,
part
Rick.
Of my world. I really appreciate it. And for those of you listening, I think we're going to wrap it up. And as we always do, we're going to encourage you to go out there and never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to living your most powerful truth each and every moment of your life. Until next time, be blessed, be well, and just be you.
Thank you for joining us today with The Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for The Coming Out Lounge.